dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight to the people, odyssey.com rewind. We had all of our lottery thoughts, but 3 o'clock we've dedicated it to the Pistons are the big winner. Tatum dying, he ain't going to play all next year, and the Celtics are going to blow themselves up. They're done. Cooper Flagg, not in the East. Giannis, probably to San Antonio. These are all things that help the Pistons. So the question is, should they speed up their timeline? And then, yeah, we had some fun with some ideas. So let's go to Mike on a cell, see where he's at. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love the topic. Glad to talk to you.
Thanks, buddy.
Derek White, I couldn't agree with you more, Mike, but I just need a second with you, Rico, here, because I want to talk to you and to everybody else that is thinking about Zion. And I just want to look at it from this perspective. Zion is exactly this. Think of the hot girl with all the great curves when you were in high school that you were dying for, that you fooled around with when you were in your senior year, right? Then she gets married, she blows up, and then she gets divorced, and then she goes to Weight Watchers, and she loses a bunch of weight, and you see her out at the club, and you get hooked up with that, and then she's your second wife, and she just blows right up again. His weight is like a roller coaster at Cedar Point with a ton of lower body injuries. You are looking through that guy at rose-colored glasses, man. That is the wrong way to look at him. I would rather wait a year and go after Jaren Jackson 1,000% than go after when his contract is up and not have to pay any assets for a guy with his weight history and a bunch of lower body injuries. Do not fall for the hot girl that's recently lost some weight.
I'm leaving this to Rico. That took a real twist. Microphone.
Mike, I get what you're saying. I'm going to say this. I look at Zion as an opportunity of he never wanted to be there. And if you're the injuries, I understand, but he's gotten himself into shape and you're going to have to take a chance. And if you wait, that waiting means he may go somewhere else. And that could be the reason why you're not going to go to that next level. You're going to have to risk something in order to get to some place that you haven't been in a long time. It's been over 20 years since they won a title here. The Pistons. So you got to do something. He could be available for you.
Here's the other thing. You brought up Jaren Jackson. This is the problem with bring up name thing. Yes, Jaren Jackson is a defensive player of the year. He's a unicorn 7-footer that hits 3-pointers. All of these things are true. He's going to get an NBA Supermax deal. He will cost you not quite double of Zion, but close. Then there's the whole acquisition cost. I mean, you could start with Ron Holland, Ausar Thompson, Jalen Duren, 5 first-round picks. And before you go, oh, Vlade, bro, Mikal Bridges got 5 firsts. If I'm Memphis, you're trading me everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a blood draw.
And see, that's the thing. With Zion, you don't have to gut your team in order to bring him here. The same was like when people were like talking Kevin Durant. Like, I don't want to see this team gutted because I've seen what teams look like when now you're down to just 2 people and a bunch of tryhards. You're the Lakers. You're all of these teams that the second anything happens, you're out of the playoffs or you're done. So if you could keep everybody and you only got to come off some draft picks and a couple of players who you probably had no long-term interest in anyway, I would make the deal. And yeah, I know everybody's going to be waiting for him to either blow up or get injured. But let me ask you this question. What if he doesn't?
No, you're not allowed to do that. You can only say bad things. Yeah, if he doesn't and he comes here and averages 27-10 and he's the perfect Robin to Cade's Batman and he's an explosive 6'7" open floor demon who in late game can play and operate the offense out high in an isolation basis, get Cade off the ball. Yeah, no, you can't talk about that. Just fat things. Dude, I can't help these people. Right. Like, it's just ultimately...
He would be your guy. You would love him the way you love a whole bunch of other people who may be deemed problems or this or that, but they're your guy.
Just say it. Perfect players don't come here. Learn it. That's it. Yeah. In the NBA, perfect players are not coming to Detroit. They're not. Either the acquisition cost is too high, or when you call, the agent doesn't even say that you called. So here's this alternative. Rico giving you someone who you can afford to get. Here's the risk. Here's the reward. If we're only comping it to, I want Michael Jordan in his prime, then I don't know what to say. Right. Let's go to Ryder and we'll move along. Ryder, what's going on, brother?
Mike, Rico, boys, how we doing?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind?
Good. I want to say the Spurs won last night, but the Pistons came in a close second. Let me tell you why. Spurs can obviously get guy from Giannis. You can get Giannis now. But Pistons, it lowers the acquisition cost of everybody in the Western Conference now with Cooper Flagg going to Dallas. I can go and get Lauri Markkanen at a cheaper price, Devin Booker cheaper price, like you guys are talking Zion. I really like Zion. He's a big isolation guy like you guys are talking about. We need that. But you can also go take some players from the Eastern Conference now. The Celtics got to blow up. I like Derek White. He's a scrappy guy, another ball handler. Like, come on, who are we going to have to compete with next year? Four teams. The Pacers, a joke. Cavaliers, another joke. And now we got the Magic who are stepping up. I mean, come on.
No, and I mean, look, you see it the way I do. Bottom line is maybe the East will be competitive, but you're not going to have this you know, brontosaurus at the top of the deal. The Celtics run is done. And it was probably done even if Tatum didn't blow out. Because, look, if Ryder, I didn't think they were going to win the title this year, but let's say they did. It doesn't change the new ownership isn't writing a $300 million luxury tax, second apron.
Right.
So it just, they're done. And they got their championship. Right. I'm good. Blow it up. The Pistons need to capitalize.
Exactly. And I didn't mean to come off in a harsh way. I'm very passionate about this.
Fine. Ryder, you're good, man. And like Ryder,
I take 10 calls of you every day.
Yeah, please. No, you're all good with it. But I just think they've got to move their timeline up. We are in a town, Ryder. None of these GMs act with urgency.
Yeah.
I agree. I also want to speak to another point you guys are always talking about, what will happen and what should happen. What should happen is what we're talking about on air right now. What will happen? I think Trajan said it in his press conference. He's going to let the boys develop.
Yep.
I think in his mind, he can get a little more trade value at the deadline for maybe Ivy or maybe Dern.
The problem is the team that's going to get him, he's going to be extension eligible, and you only got him for half the year. Ryder, here's the other problem, and we're up against it, but you're not wrong. Piston fans act as if Dern and Ivy are signed long-term. They're not. They're extension eligible. And I'm not really ready to quadruple or quintuple their salaries. Mm-hmm. So trading one of them is the minimum.
I'm with you. You're going to have to make some changes, and it's going to be somebody that you probably fell in love with. But trust me, you bring in a name. And like I said, I saw Zion and was like, you know what? This guy looks serious.
That polo shirt. There it is.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.